Hello, Miriam Correll with the top stories on ABC News. Authorities in the US say 12 people have been killed by a disgruntled employee who opened fire on co-workers at a local government building in Virginia. At least six others were injured in the attack, including a policeman. The gunman was killed after trading fire with officers. A Sydney man who has returned to Australia after being convicted of espionage in the Middle East claims he was given electric shocks in custody and beaten into giving a false confession. Naeem Abbas was met at Sydney Airport by dozens of relatives and supporters almost 2 years after he was arrested, accused of spying for the nation of Qatar. The Australian government has rejected a report from a UN expert which suggests Julian Assange is being psychologically tortured. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has released a statement saying it's received assurances from the WikiLeaks founder that he isn't being treated differently to other prisoners. And Sydney Water isn't ruling out further water restrictions in the months ahead, with level one restrictions coming into force in the Harbour City. Households and businesses will no longer be allowed to use standard sprinklers, wash cars without a trigger nozzle, or clean paths and driveways with a hose.